We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This is WWJ All Local with Jackie Page.
Do American cars still resonate in Europe? WWJ Autobeat reporter Jeff Gilbert joins us live from the Frankfurt Auto Show with this report.
Looking around the show floor, and things have pretty much wrapped up for preview days now because it's early evening here in Frankfurt. You didn't see a lot of American cars. GM no longer much of a player in this market. Fiat Chrysler only about Jeeps, and they're kind of taking a pass on this show. So that leaves it to Ford, and their display was a lot smaller as well. Ford of Europe President Stuart Rowley says they're now emphasizing small SUVs and commercial vehicles and really changing their entire operation here.
We're very much on track implementing that strategy, both in the short term to reset our performance, but also in the medium term to fundamentally redesign our business.
Rowley says Ford believes Europe can still be a profitable part of the business. I'm Jeff Gilbert, WWJ, News Radio 950.
Under pressure from the federal government, General Motors is recalling more than 3.4 million pickup trucks and SUVs in the U.S. to fix a brake problem. WWJ auto analyst John McElroy says it could be concerning.
Potentially dangerous. GM says it's not really aware of any accidents involving this. It only happens at very low speeds, like in parking lots and the like. But the vehicles, you know, out on the road at higher speeds, according to GM, should be, you know, just fine. But they're kind of lucky in that this is an electronic module that they can fix by reflashing the software.
The recall covers the Silverado and Sierra pickup trucks from the 2014 through 2018 model years. Also includes the Escalade from 2015 to 2017 and the Yukon and Suburban and Tahoe from 2015 through 2018. On this Patriots Day, Americans everywhere are pausing to remember those who lost their lives 18 years ago today. We get more now from WWJ's Ron Dewey.
Lots of conversations during coffee breaks about 9/11, some with better recollections than others. But Metro Detroiters like Margaret Brennan, a child at the time, says 9/11 was an event you never forgot.
I think people who lived through it can remember, you know, regardless of how young they were. That's, I think it's called a flashbulb memory, where it like lingers with you and it's something that you can remember what you were doing on that day. And even people who weren't around for the day understand the impact it had on those around them. So I think some people may not quite understand because they weren't there to experience it, but I think that people still realize what a heavy situation it was and how much it impacted security around the world, let alone in our country.
In Southfield, Ron Dewey, WWJ, News Radio 950.
Honoring women as part of Patriot Week, WWJ's Stephanie Davis has more.
Oakland County Judge Michael Warren and his daughter Leah created the Patriot Week Foundation 10 years ago after the 9/11 attacks to honor those killed that day, and then also as a mission to help others appreciate and understand American history. Tuesday afternoon, joining Patriot Week, Oakland County Commission celebration of Women's Suffrage Ad Hoc Committee.
We unveiled a huge flag that draped the side of the building, and we have numerous events. We're having this celebration in partnership with Patriot Week.
That's Commissioner Marsha Gershenson with the committee. The two are hosting an event later this month to celebrate women's suffrage. In Pontiac, Stephanie Davis, WWJ News Radio 950.
The planned opioid recovery center in one Metro Detroit community is causing a stir. WWJ's Charlie Langton has more.
What a divisive issue in Westland, whether to put an opioid treatment center here at the old Montana restaurant on Ford Road near Wildwood. The city council said yes, but many, like Cheryl Wilder, doesn't want it.
Not in this area. It is in next to a park. It's next to a school, an elementary school, next to a really good neighborhood, and it's scary. We don't know what to expect.
But then there's Kim Meacham, who says she had a drug problem years ago, and those treatment centers are good.
I think it's a wonderful idea. Yeah, I mean, where else are people going to go? They want them on the street, you know? At least they're trying to get help.
No word on if the city council will reverse its decision. In Westland, Charlie Langton, WJ News Radio 950.
Prayers are coming in for a former high school football player with ALS, Tim Shaw, who starred at Livonia Clarenceville High School and went on to play at Penn State and in the NFL, underwent surgery yesterday to drain fluid from around his heart. Shaw's brother posting on Facebook that the surgery was a big success and he is recovering. Andrew Shaw writes that the kid is tough as nails. Please continue to pray for a full recovery. There's another new development announced along Woodward Avenue in downtown Detroit. Olympia says Starbucks will now go in at the Fox Theater building along Montcalm Street. The 3,000-square-foot storefront will be the coffee chain's third location along the Woodward Corridor, stretching from downtown to midtown. Construction is currently underway with an opening later this year. The space used to be home to a Johnny Rockets restaurant.
For the latest news, plus traffic and weather together on the 8th, tune in to AM 950, favorite WWJ on radio.com, or ask Alexa to play WWJ News Radio 950.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.